Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to my podcast here. I hope you're all doing well. I hope everyone is enjoying their life and having a good life at the same time, feeling rewarded for what they're doing in their life and being rewarded for how they are acting in life. Now, anyways, today's podcast, I want to talk about something that is important to me. At the same time, I want it to be important to you. At the same time, you know, take my podcast as you wish. Remember, you know, just because somebody says something doesn't mean it's true. You know, don't always take every single thing someone is going to tell you for absolute certainty. You know, there's a lot of things that are certain, and society tries to be as honest, but at the same time, we got lots of things society can work on, and humanity will improve, and it is improving. Okay, anyways, today's podcast has a little bit to do with humanity, and each and every single one of you as an individual person, okay? We do have individuality as people in humanity, of course. And what I'd really like to bring up is the matter of why are we doing less when we can do more? Okay? This means a lot of us are doing less when we could be doing more. Okay, well, what does this mean, you might ask? Okay, let me help elaborate a little bit for you so it becomes a little more clear for you to understand. Okay, so whatever you think you want to do in life, you have the option to put in minimal effort, a medium effort, or I'll say your maximum effort, okay? The people who put in the more work, they're going to get probably better results because they probably put in more time, they put in more of themselves, you know? So today's podcast, definitely geared toward inspiring and motivating the listener, of course. By the way, I appreciate you share with friends, family, and anyone you think might need to hear my podcast. Anyways, now back to what I have been talking about. So there is a distinct way of being someone who gives more of themselves towards an occupation. Maybe you're a surgeon and it's an operation, you know, or, you know, maybe you're just a police officer and you want to see good in the streets, or you want to see people doing better, you know. There's lots of small things humanity can do to help improve humanity and help improve people's situations across the world. You know, that's why, you know, you've heard me say it, I like Bill Gates. You know, I'm a fan of his. You know, and again, I like people who want to see a better humanity. You know, what we're highly lacking is in the change of some people that they don't want to necessarily see better changes because they don't have a good attitude inside of them to go seek out better changes, you know. A lot of the time it's kind of like, oh, okay, well, you know, we don't have our maximum effort that we've given. You know, a lot of the times people put excuses up. You know, they say, I couldn't lose the weight because I cheated on my meal, and, you know, it's like, well, you know your excuses, you know, intelligent people know their own excuses. You know, why didn't this work for you? Why didn't that happen? You know, question your method. Question how you went about things. You know, question whether you tried something and it failed you, and why you won't try it again or try it in a newer way. You know, this is what is important. You know, this is what is what's good information. You know, I'll tell you, it's good to have given your maximum effort. You know, it's good to be putting out as much as you can in ways of life, you know. And I think that's changing, and people need to hear that some more. You know, people don't hear it enough. I don't hear it enough. You know, no one's telling me in my podcast. You know, I just make content that I think people would benefit from hearing. You know, this is what I do. You know, at the same time, let me tell you, you want to have given your maximum effort, so then you can look back and say, oh, I've given my effort. You know, I've given my effort. I have put forth more integrity or more focus in towards gearing myself to achieving my goals. You know, I think it's important to have success. I also think it's important to have the opportunity for people to put in their best effort. You know, that's another thing. You know, a lot of times we're not putting our best effort forward, and that should change. You know, we need to be thinking, giving more of ourselves to something. You know, and that's how we get better results. You know, we put in more hard working hours, we're gonna get more things to happen. So, and here's the habits of highly successful people, right? So highly successful people have great habits that they do very successfully, right? And so this means they're putting in more time geared towards their success. They're putting in more effort geared towards how they can achieve and do things. You know, they're putting in a much better way forward of creating the life they want, because they're creating the mindset for the life they want. You know, they're creating, they're going to wake out of bed with energy, you know, they're creating I'm going to give 110% type of attitude. And those are the people that become super successful, that have their ideas and their goals and their dreams accomplished, because, you know, they're putting in more time. You know, at the same time, you know, some people do get a lot of money and they hardly do any work, you know, but this is not, you know, necessarily, you know, maybe you do need some motivation, you know, and motivation is a great thing to have. Motivational videos are very popular. Motivational podcasts, I think, are popular. You know, at the same time, you want to have energy to be able to transform yourself when you need to. This means you might come to a point in your life where, as you get older, you want to explore more and also change yourself to be geared towards what you want to accomplish on a better level all the time. You know, a lot of us, what happens is we're not putting forth a better level. You know, we're not putting forth a better position to be geared towards stuff. You know, we're not putting forth more. You know, what we do is satisfactory, right? Well, the people who are satisfied, they're thinking, I'm not going to go put in the extra 10 hours in the gym and practice basketball every week, you know, or they're thinking, I'm not going to do the extra few reps because I'm satisfied, you know. People who have a hunger in their belly, they're not satisfied, you know. And it's like, you need to change how you think about things in order to become, you know, I think healthier in a mindful way, have a healthier mindful perspective about how to go figure and go find out what you can do that makes you better. You know, it's so interesting, but it's sad sometimes when, you know, we're not living our full potential. It disappoints me, and I'm disappointed when I don't do it, you know. But it's hard not, you know, why do we hire personal trainers? Okay. We hire personal trainers to help us hold ourselves accountable. Okay. You know, Triple H has a personal trainer, sort of Stephanie McMahon, you know, they're billionaires and they got, well, Vince McMahon's a billionaire, but anyways, they're millionaires. Triple H is a millionaire. If you don't know him, he's a WWE wrestler. His wife, Stephanie McMahon, her father, Vince McMahon, the chairman of the WWE. Now, anyways, point is, I've looked at them on social media, and they post a ton of videos of them working out, showing how they're accountable for keeping themselves fit, but they also have a trainer telling them what to do. They have a trainer telling them, oh, you know, go do this, go do that, you know, and how many reps. So don't cheat on the reps, you know. There's always, you know, we're only human, and we tend to want to do what is easier, I think. I really believe we want to do what's easier. And that's also a good thing, but it can be a bad thing. And what's very highly intelligent is to know when doing things too easy has become an issue, okay? You want to think and be happy. But when do you decide when you've taken too many easy shortcuts or you've procrastinated too much? You know, and this is a problem I even have. I procrastinate sometimes, and I'll procrastinate for hours, and it's bad. It's bad. It's bad. You know, I'm not taking action. I'm not doing something even better. You know, and I think that's part of being human. But at the same time, you want to have more energy and motivation towards things that you want to accomplish. If your dream is to be a surfer, you know, or let's say your dream is to be, you know, if your dream is to be a race car driver, but you're sitting on the sidelines, not practicing, or if your dream is to be an NBA player and you're like, oh, it's going to happen, but you only practice basketball twice a week and maybe on the weekends, I mean, that's probably not going to happen. Like, you need to be obsessed to be the best. Okay, you almost need to be obsessed. You need to live it every day. You know, some of us have more potential in certain things in life, yes. But practicing and training your mind goes so far in life. That's what people take for granted. Every day you're hanging out with your friends, you could be practicing and training your mind for something. You know, or go socialize with people that can help you see and change a different perspective. You know, a lot of young people, they take their youth for granted. They think, you know, I did that. That was the biggest mistake. The biggest mistake I ever made in my life was taking my youth for granted. You know, I remember, you know, I was a smart youth. I wasn't a youth that wasn't, you know, conscious of, you know, I should be working and, you know, making money, living on my own. I was doing that. I was making money, living on my own. I was being responsible at the same time. You know, you want to basically have more of yourself to put forward, so you can do things better and achieve more for yourself. That's a problem, a massive problem so many of us make. You know, we're not moving forward and making more. Problem is, we're staying back too much, and not pursuing it. You know, if you hang around people who are dream killers, that's a massive problem. I remember, you know, I just know when you hang around people who are pessimists on your dream, or, you know, that's not going to be you. That's not going to happen. You know, you got to sometimes look people in the face and say, yeah, watch me. You know, that's what you got to do. You got to understand, you know, yeah, there's amazing people out there that can help support you. You know, your family is great too, you know, but, you know, don't be around the negative Nancys or you know, the negative whoever, and think to yourself, you know, you're not going to make it. You're not going to have your dream goals. You know, it's just, it doesn't make sense like that, you know. Anyways, I'll tell you this. You want to really give more of yourself to your dreams and goals, but at the same time, you know, when do you draw the line and say, nah, that's not for me anymore, that's not enough? You know, that's a hard decision many people got to come to terms with. Many I think almost everyone on earth comes to terms with their dreams and goals. And first of all, many of us are working. You know, if you can make your dream and goal what you want to do as a job, you know, you're on a winning track. That's a great idea for you, you know. But if you're thinking, you know, most of the people are selling their lives for time and money. Time into money into relative terms, right? We're going to a job, giving ourselves away, you know. Is that necessarily a wrong, bad thing to do? No, it's not, but it just doesn't necessarily mean you're going to go live your, you know, you're not going to live your fullest potential. You know, that's the thing. You know, some of us get to goof off, you know, be like PewDiePie, a YouTuber. If you don't know who he is, you should know. You know, it's like some of us get to have really easier lives, so to speak, where we're not as confined to how our thoughts prohibit us from having a better, easier life. You know, sure, would I love to just sit around and eat fruit all day and not have to work? I mean, well, that could be decent, you know. At the same time, you know, I think there is intrinsic value to how humans work, and we can, you know, I've mentioned this before, you can feel good from knowing you did a hard day's work or a good day's work, you know. At the same time, there's a lot of mentalities, a lot of mindsets out there, you know. I'm here to talk about some mindsets, talk about some mentalities. You know, sometimes maybe that's not the mindset for you. You know, maybe you need to hear the, like, how Jeff Bezos made it. Remember, Jeff Bezos started out of his house, okay. So a lot of people got a lot of great ideas, so you just go to town, they just nonstop develop. Everyone, most people are playing video games. Most people are wasting their time. They're buying things on Amazon, but they're not developing their own Amazon. They're not developing a website. You know, most people are not developing, you know, being a web developer. You know, it's like they're not developing themselves to get skills to help improve their situation. You know what I'm saying? They're not. So that's why I'm making the podcast, so it makes sense now, right? They're not giving themselves up to the craft. You know, You need to immerse yourself in the work. Immerse yourself in being the president. You know, at least Donald Trump, you know, I'll give him that. He immersed himself in being president. He went to more places than Hillary to make speeches. Now that's work dedication. But at the same time, you know, have good character, have integrity. Don't be a profuse liar. Like I find Donald Trump, he wants to sell you on what you think you want to hear. You know what I mean? It's like, sometimes, you know, how about you sell me on the real truth? You know, the truth is ugly. The truth is ugly and people don't want to hear the truth. Okay? That's the truth. The truth is too ugly. A lot of people don't want to hear the truth. Yes, I'm telling you. Okay? And just think about it. How much do we lie? You know, I know these cigarettes give me cancer, but let me puff a couple cigs. Don't tell me it's going to kill me, okay? It's like, well, you know, truth is ugly. The more you lie to yourself and the more you're a liar, it digs you holes in life, you know? That's another thing, a great, great topic that I'm bringing up that goes side by side with giving yourself over. When you lie to yourself, and I do it too, I'm human, I'll be like, let me just procrastinate a little bit more. No, don't do it. You know, don't lie to yourself. You gotta be more honest with yourself. You gotta be honest, honest, honest. Honest with yourself is the way to go. Honest with yourself. Can you shoot the free throw as good as Michael Jordan? Don't be telling your friends you can and it's a lie. You know, don't be telling people you're as good as so-and-so when it's a lie, you know. You know what people really value? They value honesty. You know, when you are really, really good and you say it, then people are like, wow, you know, that dude is, or that woman or that man is really, really good. They said it and they did it. You know, that's something people want to look forward to listening to, because they can then associate themselves with, you know, someone who really does back up what they're trying to say, you know. And that's what's important, you know. Stop being a liar. Like me, when you start lying all the time, you're gonna dig yourself holes. You know, you're gonna bury yourself in probably financial problems if you lie to yourself financially, you know, or if you lie to yourself ethically. People hate and want to get away from liars all the time. You know, nobody's perfect. I get it. Some people tell little white lies. You know, okay, that's normal. It's normal to tell a few little lies. What's not normal is telling massive lies all the time, okay? Basically, turning yourself into something that isn't going to transition yourself to a better version that you want to be, you know? And I talk a lot about this in a sense, but I'm going to give you some new info today, of course. Changing yourself comes within. It's got to come on the inside. Okay, you have to become to emotional terms and intellectual terms. It comes from your head and how you feel, your emotions. Okay, you need to come into touch with how you feel and how you think, and then you can start moving forward in life. I remember, you know, myself. I would lie to myself sometimes, and I wouldn't. You know, I just would kind of wait on things. No, you know, that's no good. No one's going to win by waiting, doing nothing. You just can't win in life by waiting around and doing nothing, you know. And it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, winning at life. It just means, you know, putting out an effort. You know, why do we go to school? To put out an effort to grow. What is school? School is growing, really. That's why you go to high school. You grow socially. You grow intellectually. You're there to learn. You're there to attain new information. I remember my brain was so good when I was younger. My brain was faster being in high school. I was thinking, you know, oh, yes, okay. Yes, I can put this together. Yes. You know, I was thinking good in high school. At the same time, you know, you're training your brain to be thinking at a fast level. When you're around fast level thinkers and other fast learners, it affects you too. You're thinking, oh, this is great. Yeah, this is how we do it. You know, but then when you get around people who are older, it's like, oh, whoa, you know, like you're on a slow path for me to keep up with you. And you know, I don't mind being around my parents and family, if you know, even if they don't want to talk about things. I don't, you know, that I care. I don't, you know, I don't care. You know, I'll talk and listen to anything, but at the same time, you want to be able to not like be too involved in what you're doing and forgetting about the rest of your life. You know, I made a podcast recently. It was basically just about that, about not forgetting, you know, you got other parts of your life, you know, go and love your family, you know, go get in touch with your emotional side too. You know, even if you're a man or a woman, there's a lot of pressure. Like men, it's kind of like we're there not to show emotion and not to show weakness. At the same time, you know, there's a lot of men who are a little off in that section, who are feeling a little bit emotional and a little bit weak sometimes. You know, I'll tell you this, it's important and it's almost super healthy to be someone who can break apart those things in themselves and find peace with themselves, with going forward by emotionally and intellectually challenging themselves, and also I want to say building something for themselves. You know, you want to be able to build something for yourself and think to yourself, okay, you know, you have more opportunity, you got great goals, you know, go out there, go do it, go achieve it. You know, not every, it's like I've said it before, you know, people aren't always going to be patting you on the back. You got to find that inner strength. I made a podcast in 2018 about mental toughness. You need mental strength and mental toughness. You know, you can't be thinking you're wavered by every time someone says something bad to you. You know, that's one thing Trump has. Trump's got a lot of mental toughness. You know, you need to be mentally tough. Whenever someone says something bad, doesn't mean, you know, you're wavered. But, you know, don't lose track of fighting with small-minded people when you can go and talk and interact with large, big-minded people. Okay, now that's one of the most powerful sentences I could ever say for you to ever remember. Okay, and on Facebook, it's all small-minded people complaining and whining a lot of the time, or posting memes. I'm actually so sick of Facebook. You know, as much as I've loved Facebook over the years, Facebook has just turned into a cesspool of people just, you know, oh my goodness. Like this, it's shocking what people are stooping to on Facebook, and I'm not a part of that wave right now. I don't want to take part of the wave of, you know, how Facebook's been going. Even people, especially people in their 20s. Anyways, now let's get back to what I've been talking about. Now, anyways, so. You want to be able to make good decisions, okay? Now, in order to be able to do good decisions, you got to start making mistakes and doing some bad ones too. Learn from the bad decisions, then you start making good decisions. This is how it works, okay? You make a decision, it didn't pan off. Remember it. Now fix it. You know, become a self problem seeker and fixer. Okay, you know, it's like you can fix your own car instead of paying a mechanic. You know, you can fix your own problems. You know. Back to the podcast on motivation. Okay, there's a lot of stuff I love to share, but now if you want to feel motivated and you want to feel like you're empowered to go do more, right? It's as simple as this, okay? It's as simple as thinking to yourself, okay, you got all this opportunity the world can offer you, okay? You got tons of availability and resources the world can give you. You know, there is free time on a computer, you know. There's really no room to complain in life. People, you know, sure, I get it. Some people are born almost homeless or on the streets and terrible stuff happens. And I can't imagine that. And I can't, you know, I can't fix that for you or tell you that's something easy to fix. You know, that's not what I'm here. But what I'm here to do is to tell you, you know, you can go to public libraries. You can use computers now. You can find out researches that help your life in so many incredible ways. You know, you can connect with people, you can go find, you know, you can hit rock bottom and climb all the way up and be a famous person, be a millionaire, be a billionaire. You can hit rock bottom and turn your life around, okay? Absolutely. I know a lot of people. Even Joe Rogan said his family was using government assistance when he was younger, you know, and that's, you know, something he came out and said, but that's okay. That's okay. You know, people got to stop judging so harshly and just accepting that's just how life is. You know, people so want to judge and not be accepting enough. You know, people got to stop judging everyone. Here's the problem. I used to do that. I used to judge people, and it's such a shameful thing to do because, you know, I don't even like the word shame, but it's bad to judge people because people aren't defined by how they look and how they, you know, necessarily are perceived in public or necessarily are, you know, people aren't defined by how they talk and what they tell you, okay? In one conversation, you know, some people could change their mind. People can go do this. People can go do that. You know, it doesn't, you know, people got so much stuff that they can go and do and change and you know, alter how they work and alter how they live. You know, people aren't confined to a small box. Like, stereotypes are bad. Like, you got to realize and understand, okay, you know, there's a lot of problem with stereotypes. There's a lot of issues with how people think they need to conform in a specific category of people. You know, it's not even like that. You know, it's like we have such issues that we don't cover because society feels uncomfortable. We're going to get judged by it. Okay. Listen to what I said and repeat it back to yourselves. Okay. Listen to that. Absorb it, you know, and then stop telling me small-minded observations and drama on Facebook. Like, no one's going to care in a year from now. And at the same time, people just don't really care, you know. Sure, I'll feel bad for you. I'll feel sympathy. I'll give you some empathy. Look, the more we stop acting foolish to think, Facebook is also there for posting dirty memes and sick jokes. Like, I mean, I'm not into that. Like, I think I don't mind a funny joke, but it's gone too far on Facebook. You know, it's gone too far. Another thing, you know, like I there is people that need empathy, and yet so many of us that we're laughing and living our own lives, kind of just not caring enough about, you know, tragedies that go on, you know, and it's like, if we can be more on the same page maturely and defeat tragedy, awesome. Anyways, that's today's podcast. Enjoy it. I hope you can like it and share it with your friends, your family. I'd appreciate that. Anyways, have a wonderful day. Keep strong. Keep your mind strong. Keep your head strong and keep going on. All right. Keep going on forward. Get what it is that you want in life. Get what done that which what you desire. All right. That's it. Hey, welcome back to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully you're all having a wonderful day. Hopefully everyone is feeling motivated, feeling inspired, working toward their goals. And hopefully everyone is also seeking a better path. You know, whether it's enlightening yourself through someone's wisdom, enlightening yourself through some information, and or also, you know, seeking more knowledge. You know, sometimes we look for knowledge in all the wrong places. And sometimes, you know, it's good to find mentors. I believe in mentors. Good to find people with information that can provide you with a successful way of taking more information in and seeking a newer path of going forward in your learning. You know, sometimes I think we can always or can make a difference in choosing where we're going to learn, how, you know, how we're learning things. The quality of how we learn things is important. You know, I made a podcast recently about the effort, you know, put in your maximum effort. You know, today's podcast, though, I just wanted to bring that up. Today's podcast is a different topic, though. Today's podcast is going to be about poverty. Okay, this is going to be about making it out of the trenches, you know, making it from scratch, you know. Okay, it is tough to make it from scratch, become independent. It is sure tough to become reliable enough to be able to make more decisions for ourselves. I don't always think we have the best abilities that we're using forward. You know, we don't always necessarily create our ideal ways of life. You know, sometimes we change what we're trying to convey into something that we didn't want to convey. So basically, how this transitions is we created ways of having something we really wanted, you know, as in maybe a place to stay, maybe just more money so you can buy more food. You know, these are a lot of real life issues and real life problems. I think these real life issues and real life problems need to be talked about a little more. You know, I think a lot of the real life issues and real life problems, we just kind of bury it under the bus a little bit. You know, I think that's bad. Yeah. So we don't want to bury stuff under the bus for our own good. You know, I think we're better off, much better off, seeking ways to transform where we need to. You know, as in, some of us just need to transform into having, you know, super good work ethic, and, you know, really hard work is probably how most people are getting by. You know, and most people, I think, are underpaid. So I think most people work really hard and don't get enough money, and that's not fair, you know. You know, sometimes you can reach out, you can connect with people that have money, you know, find ways to make money. At the same time, you want to be able to generate your own money. This being said, while you generate your own money, you probably ideally want to have more respect to what you've done so far. You know, a lot of times people in poverty turn to crime because they don't value how far they've come. And, you know, being in poverty is a struggle. You know, even myself, I've been in times where, you know, I'm not full on the bank account, whereas I'd like to be, you know. And sometimes, you know, stuff happens, you slip off, or some, like a car accident might happen. You know, there's a lot of things in life that can be unexpected, that turn for the worse, and we don't always have that care and comfort. You know, a lot of us can be highly independent, and a lot of us can have some good abilities to recover and go focus in ways that are very strong. You know, what we have is good ability in most humans, I believe. In human nature, we can strive on adversity. You know, a lot of us are so resilient. I know there's some homeless people that are so resilient. I mean, I'm wondering how they're still living and surviving. You know, and a lot of us, I couldn't live and survive. You know, I give money to homeless or people sometimes when they are in need, but it's no joke. You know, it could happen to a lot of people. I made a podcast once before, a little bit about homelessness, but today's is going to be about getting out of the trenches. So how can you work hard, you know, find that job, you know, get a hair, cut your own hair if you can, or that's a cheaper way of living, you know, get or buy a razor. You can cut your hair 5 to 10, 20 times a year, however many times you want. If you're a woman, maybe it's a bit different, you know, find a place like a shelter, shower, you know, just start putting money away. Just put the money away. Make your goal saving money, you know. When people start that habit, when you make a habit of saving money, it's such a powerful habit, because some people, they just want to spend, and then they have no money left over when they need to, you know, pay their rent, get food, you know, just the basic essentials of living. And so we really want to also value the fact that, you know, we live in safety. You know, shelter is safety. When you have a place to go, it is safety that is being provided for you. You know, don't take it for granted. Okay, so this means don't trash your house, don't trash your place, you know. Quit smoking if you can, save money that way. Quit alcohol, quit smoking, quit drugs, save more money that way. Save money, ask where you can, but take it to heart. Don't take it for granted. See, too many people, they get help, they take the help for granted because they got the help, and then they take people for granted. They destroy relationships because they might say, oh, I'll pay you back money. They never pay you back. And or here's what happens then. What happens is, you know, people will take money, and they will not pay you back. And then what happens is, So you do not have an accessible way to give back money that you owe, and then keep moving forward. You know, so don't make false promises. You know, that's another thing. When you want to get out of the trenches, don't make false promises. You know, stick to your goals. Be stubborn in how you save money and how you're responsible with money. You know, you got to develop responsibility. That was one of my 2019 New Year's resolutions. You know, who's still doing resolutions from 2019? You know, that's what's up, really. You know, I'll tell you this. Handle yourself with care. You know, a lot of people, even their homeless, are smarter than they appear. You know, handle yourself with care. Take care of yourself. maybe be it physically, mentally, of course, you know, take care of how you are creating yourself, because we're not always going to be at our best. And the longer we wait, the worse it can get, you know. Like, it's like some people, they need to see doctors. Go see one. Don't procrastinate on it, you know. Some of us need to go out and create more, you know. Okay, so, you know, go do it, you know. Create more for yourself, more wealth, you know, more security, you know. Get your license, get, you know, people got to get their stuff together, you know, and it can be hard when you don't got good role models around, you know, when you have the bad role models around you, things tend to go downhill for you, because you're not associating yourself with people who have very good, strong ideas that can help you go forward. You know, a lot of us, we're thinking to ourselves, you know, oh, okay, well, you know, this person can help me. That's good. I can go for them to help. You know, but really, we're not everyone's always going to be there. And the thing, the nature of the beast is, you know, we got to become self-reliant, have self-resilience, you know. Share the podcast with friends, family, someone you think who might need to hear it, you know. Maybe just send them this podcast. You know. Then again, you know, being financially safe and sound is not always easy, but here's what can be better for you. Tell you this, we live in a time where, you know, technology helps us, but we also live in a time where there's a lot of changing opportunities, and so that can be hard with a job, you know. When you're finding a job and getting out of the trenches, you know, find a place where you can work for like 5 years, or find a successful business. You know, grocery stores are a great place. I think a lot of grocery stores don't go out of business. You know, maybe work a security guard job, you know, people need security, you know, or like a lot of people, they want to work for themselves, but sometimes that's not always great to start off. You know, when you're starting off, I don't suggest working for yourself. You know, I suggest working for somewhere, save some money, get some money. Have a little cushion of money put away, you know, tuck some money away for, you know, not a rainy day, but, you know, security reasons, you know. You know, you got to work hard out of the trenches. You know, you just got to put your head down. I remember I used to wake up to an alarm. Waking up to an alarm clock was not easy for me. You know, I remember waking up to an alarm, and it was life dragging. You know, an alarm clock is not always the easiest thing to wake up to. But I did it. You know, I used to work night shifts to make extra money. Sometimes you got to do that. You know, sometimes that's what it calls for. And really, you know, money is such a big part of our life, because it's what we need to survive. You know, that's why it's such a massive part. And surviving comes first in humanity. This is what I believe, you know. So, basically, if you need the money, you gotta work hard for it. you know, go to garage sales. You know, you can buy cheap like stuffed animals even at garage sales, sell them back on the internet, or use apps. If you have a phone, there's like no excuse. You know, you can flip stuff. You know, you can flip stuff you buy. Flipping stuff you buy is amazing. You know, I'll tell you another thing, getting out of the trenches, getting out of poverty means let's say you have a, like, you know, a place, an apartment, or you're renting a home, you know, downsize, make it cheaper, okay? Split with a roommate. I remember I used to split rent with a roommate, you know? My rents used to be dirt cheap because you pay less with roommates, you know? Find ways where you can save more money. You know, that's how you get out of poverty. You get out of paycheck to paycheck when you, you know, maybe get an education, you know, maybe go to college, get that job. Honestly, I don't think college is the answer. You know, I don't think college is the answer anymore. I think we spent way too much time at college, and we've destroyed what once was an amazing way of making money. The future of colleges and university degrees are needed, but they're not always right there after school. I've talked about that before, but anyways, the point is, you know, I'm gonna stay on track. You need to stay on track in life, okay? Make sure you got money in coming in. Be responsible. Be the person you wish other people would look up to. You know, be the person you think people could look up to, because you are making a difference in how you take part and how you develop yourself. You know, we definitely need more strength in how we work together. A lot of the time we're not necessarily using ourselves to make lives better for others. Sometimes you can, you know, get extra side jobs, you know, side hustle, side work, you know, go help a neighbor, maybe rake shit, you know, cut their lawn, rake some leaves, make extra cash, you know, just be busy, just do a ton of things for money. You know, here's another thing, you know, just do, stop thinking too much, you know. I remember I used to overthink things and think. When you run a business, you got to be a thinker. When you're a worker, just do, and at the same time, you know, reflect upon how you work. You know, being a worker can be much easier than just being a thinker. You know, you don't have to worry about finances. You know, if the business goes under, you can get another job somewhere else. You know, just at the same time, you know, live like a minimalist. I did a podcast about minimalism. You know, minimalism is great. I think more and more people should become minimalists and, you know, spend as frugally, you know, I don't even like the word frugal. It's ridiculous. Spend as intelligently and as necessary as possible. This means, you know, if there's two types of bread or, you know, no, sorry. Well, yeah, let's say there's two types of apples, but they're identical apples. One brand is a dollar cheaper. The other brand is a dollar more. But you're used to buying the more expensive brand. Just buy the cheaper brand. Save the money. You know, saving a dollar goes a long way. You know, if you smoked a pack a week of cigarettes. Let's say what they were $10, 52 weeks in a year, it'd be $520 you could save a year. You'd save $520, which is almost like rent if you stop smoking, you know? It's probably even, gets to be even more money. Some people use smoke a pack a day, and that's nuts, you know? Anyways. You know, we got to start realizing there's wealth in our health, okay? You know, there's wealth in our health. You know, there's wealth in thinking you can make the changes, you know? Make the changes. Okay, a lot of us, we're not making the first step to thinking, you know, is this going to be the rest of my life for 20 years? But it's a good time to start thinking ahead of that, you know, especially when you're young. Even when you're young, you know, it's a good time to start thinking ahead. You know, some people own a home by the time they're 21, or even by the time, you know, you can get out of school 18, start working, work in an oil field, work some, you know, work in a high-paying job, save. You know, the banks love it when you make tons of money, because, you know, then you can buy lots of big-ticket items, you know. You know, don't start a family too young. People who start a family too young live in poverty. A lot of young men can't raise a family because they just don't have the job. Society's practical, but society's panned out in a way where things are very even, and things are also not even, in a sense where job to afford children. You know, jobs and children are hard to balance equally, and hard to balance because children are just usually just so expensive, you know. So expensive to have a kid, yet a lot of young men and women are having kids and not thinking it through. You know, it's something I've talked about on Facebook. It blew up. I had a post blow up big just because of mentioning, you know, mentioning stuff about Facebook and how just too many young women and too many young people having kids. You know, if like, for the young men out there, don't get a girl pregnant if you can't afford a child. You know, don't sustain a woman. You know, don't get a girl pregnant if you can't afford it. You know, if you can't sustain it, you know, just don't do it. You know, be responsible. You know, have intelligence. You know, don't be silly. You know, be someone who can afford kids. You know, when you have a kid, it's such a responsibility. It's gonna cost a lot of money. It's gonna take love and attention. You know, some people just don't have the time to give love and attention to a kid, and that's kind of sad. You know, love and attention will help a kid grow. You know, you gotta remember, life can be hard and grueling every day. Why bring a child in this world? Why bring a child into the world? You know, why are you gonna bring a child in the world when life is cruel and grueling each day for you? You know, it might make it worse for a child or with a child in your life. You know, gotta remember, life's reality is not ideal for most people. You know, most people live paycheck to paycheck. You know, most people are barely just out of poverty or in poverty. You know, that's mostly everyone, you know. And that's not cool. You know, what pays is what pays. And that's very controlled, you know. Unless you're an investor, unless you own a company, own a business, you know. Lots of companies, you know, your wages are set out. And, you know, that's why people are looking, you know, use the internet, make some more money, you know. Maybe even start an online business, start a website, you know. Making a website is better and easier now than it's ever been, you know. Believe that. All right, believe that. And take that to the bank. Okay, that means, you know, grow with a website, advertise yourself, you know, be a business person. Sometimes you just gotta, you know, buy a suit, look, or if you're a woman, you know, start looking fancy, present yourself professionally. A lot of people, when you show yourself as a professional, people think, oh, that's that person's a professional, you know. A lot of professions are not seen and cut out to what they appear to be. You know, a lot of things are going to take more paperwork, more intelligence, more education. You know, we need these things in abundance. Okay, we need more education. We need more people who are professional at getting themselves together in life and getting, you know, getting yourself further. Even myself, you know, I've been through struggles. You know, I've been through hard times. I've been low in points where, you know, I wasn't proud, but that's okay. You know, that's gonna be life sometimes. But stay steady, stay consistent. You know, with putting money away, with how you can develop mindsets. You know, people think, you know, sometimes we lie to ourselves. And that's the worst thing, you know, lying to yourself financially, lying to yourself or burying yourself or escapism, escaping a video game, escaping alcohol. You know, a lot of people, they, you know, life is good if you're thinking it's good, you know. The reality is your mind is not defined by your mindset, okay? Not always, you know. The reality is, sure, I'm having a good day, even though it could be raining and thundering outside, and I just love rain and love thunderstorms. To someone else, you know, it's they hate rain, they hate thunderstorms, okay? Now, a third perspective is going out in the rain could get you sick if it's really cold out. Rain's going to get you wet. You know, that's the reality. Reality is you're probably going to get wet without an umbrella out in the rain. Raining can, and the thunderstorms, you know, thunderstorms are dangerous. You know, you don't want to get struck by lightning. You know, the reality is Earth, Mother Nature and Earth is dangerous. Lightning is dangerous. Getting struck by lightning can kill you, you know, can knock a tree down. You know, the Mother Earth is dangerous. That's the danger of reality out there sometimes, you know. And some animals attack. That's another thing. You know, no interesting phenomenon there. You know, animals are just like humans in a sense where, you know, we want to conquer and dominate our outer world, so do they. You know, you know, be careful, love your pets, don't abuse your pets. You know, love your dog, love your cats. You know, let me tell you, you want to be loving and kind and helpful, and you know, you want to be a good soul. You know, that's what I really believe. You know, it goes far in life. When you have a lot of respect for yourself, you don't have to go and lose respect for yourself and others. Anyways, back to what I've been talking about. So now, getting out of the trenches, shaking off poverty, possible. You know, you can do it. A lot of people need to hear that. A lot of people need to do it. You just gotta, you know, maybe sometimes pick up extra jobs. Ignore people that want to suck your time. I know I've been there for so long. It's like, you know, discipline your time, discipline waking up, discipline putting it in your mindset. You know, if you want it, you can have it. If you want all that money, you can go get it. You just have to be like an unstoppable force. Let nothing get in your way of doing what you got to go do. Okay, even at your workplace, you know, let nothing get in the way. You know, just go complete what you got to do. If you got to work at McDonald's, you got to work at Subway, that's cool, awesome, you know, do it. Good jobs anyways, you know, I wouldn't mind working there either, you know, it's okay. You know, don't be so hard on yourself. A lot of people, you know, they come from a tough place and then they make it and have success. Okay. do things ethical. And I've talked about that. Ethically, be motivated. Okay? At the same time, you know, chase your financial freedom and chase financial stability. Okay? Financial stability, financial freedom. These means where you're not too tied down because of finances. And financial stability means you're stable financially. You know, truth is, a lot of life is, you know, you got to work hard. You know, one of the things that's really been big in my life is, you know, tell you this, evil, dark people. You know, I used to have some dark, tricky people in my life. You know, get away from that stuff. You know, get away from people who don't want to work hard. Get away from people who don't want to get away from the rat race and get away from poverty. You know, that's a secret. That's a secret. Okay. Get around good, influential people. You know, a good influence is the best influence, because then you're influencing yourself to be better. Right? And good influences mean people who know how to make money, spend money in an intelligent way. You know, responsible. One of the best things you can do is just don't be a fuel to having friendships that don't help you go anywhere, or don't help you learn, or don't help you get better. You know, that's been when I was younger, that was kind of an issue for me. You know, still even a little bit. You know, reach out to people that have had success and want to see success happen. You know, sometimes you just gotta take a little risk, you know, take a chance in working somewhere different and working somewhere new. You know, sometimes when you're young, here's the beautiful part when you're young, ladies and gentlemen. When you're young, it's great to go from job to job to job. You know, figure out what you want to do. Go from job to job to job when you're young. It doesn't matter. You know, does it look good to hold the job down for a long time? Yes, but when you're 18 to 20, I don't think it matters that much. And people love hiring new young people. When you hire a new young person, you can be molded. They want to hire a new young person. Usually young people are super motivated. Young people have a ton of energy. Young people are easy to guide, direct, and can be molded. And a lot of young people just won't say no, whereas older people will. You know, that's the advantages. You know, sometimes you just need to say and do things where you're going to make money. But at the same time, you know, you can make money to be able to surpass a certain way of going forward. Okay, and so in an essence and sense of getting past, you know, living paycheck to paycheck. You know, learning from highly, highly intelligent people. One of the things I've been doing is I learned from dumb people. I learned from people, that didn't give me more of an intelligent answer. You know, a lot of people, what they're doing is they go to work, they don't increase their intelligence. So you stay as smart as you were because you're not increasing your intelligence, you know, and you want to be around hungry, intelligent people that want to learn more. See, a lot of us, even myself, I remember I grew up, you know, I went to high school, I completed high school like a lot of people. At the same time, you know, what I learned in high school was what I was learning in high school. Okay. Oh, well, that makes sense. Yes. That's rational. What I learned is what I learned. But what I was not learning could have helped me out more. You know, how to save, how to make an investment at a young age. You know, how to be able to keep saving money with a good paying job. You know, a lot of us don't know how to budget. You know, how do you budget money? You know, budget money means how do you save and bank money. You know, how are you banking to make a budget, which means, you know, putting money aside because you can afford it and you need to afford things with that money, like food every month, you know, rent, you know, amenities, you know, utilities, maybe even a phone bill. You know, sometimes some people don't have a phone. You could save money that way, you know, as much as that hurts. You know, change your internet or don't get internet. You know, if you have to make a sacrifice, do it. You know, a lot of people are like I'll reiterate, they're not susceptible to the reality. When things are not going to work, they just ain't going to work. You know, don't get it in your head that things are going to work if you're not taking the action and making it happen. Anyways, that's today's podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed it. You know, share it with your friends, your family. I made it long enough. Even myself, you know, I've been through tough times. I like to come through and pull through, you know. Just remember, you got each other. But, you know, financially, be responsible as an individual. The government wants you to be responsible as an individual until you get married, I guess. Even then, you still got to be responsible as an individual. You know, don't spend money like it's water, okay? Spend money like you're chipping away at a rock, okay? You know, treat money like it's a gold bar you're about to give away, okay? Then you'll start to think money differently, you know? I only buy things that are of high importance to me. I don't spend money on things that are not of importance. Now, that's a highly intelligent mindset to be able to harness and use for your benefit, okay? Remember these words, spend money intelligently. You know, this is a good podcast. Remember it, you know. Have a way forward for yourself, you know. Don't think to yourself that you're never going to make it because you're not going to have success. It will happen for you. You just gotta sacrifice and you know, work hard. I made a podcast like that before. You know, these podcasts, I kind of want to slow down a bit. You know, I've given a lot of good, important content. You know, go back, check out my older ones. I'm going to slow down the podcasting a little bit. Maybe do more videos at the same time. I want to be able to, you know, say things that matter. You know, a lot of us, we're not focused where we need to be focused in life. And that's the sad truth. The sad truth is we'd rather gossip and talk about something else, or we'd rather gossip and talk about other people than take action and focus on ourselves and do what we got to do to make more money, to get further, to have a happier, better, successful career, life, you know, relationships. You know, and these are all things I love to talk about, and I think they matter. You know, clearly, just listen to what I have to say. You'll think it's good. You know, believe me. You know, I think it's good. I think a lot of things I say are important. That doesn't mean, you know, don't listen to everything I say. You know, I'm not saying my podcast is better than anyone else's, but I do believe sincerely the information I'm giving you can help you. And I think that is coming from a good place in my heart. You know, I make this podcast from my heart, make this podcast with my heart. You know, I know there's people suffering out there. I know there's people that need to sometimes hear a little bit of, you know, good news, or there's hope, or that's how I can do it, kind of, you know, support and attitude. You know, your attitude is important. At the same time, you know, going forward, making it happen, very important. Anyways, that's it. I'm out. Enjoy the rest of the podcast. I hope everyone is having a good weekend. Again, keep your chin ups. You know, there's always assistance you can get. You know, there's financial assistance out there. Don't worry, people. You know, it'll figure it out if you figure it out. You know, it doesn't figure itself out. It's if you figure it out. You know, you got to go. Anyways, that's it. Enjoy it. And enjoy life a little too. I'll tell you, sacrificing fun is an important thing to do in life, because the people who sacrifice the fun are the number ones in making money, in making funds, in making more realistic ways of achieving success. Okay. Now, a lot of us are just little kids in a sense, where we're not seeing something that, you know, we can be doing that is going to really nourish our brains more, you know, nourish the mindset of I can do this, I can get past this. You know, a lot of us, what we're doing is we're thinking we're gonna have someone save our life. No, save your own life. Okay, save yourself. That's what it's gotta be. It's gotta be a bunch of attributes. You have to train yourself, train your brain, really reformat. You know, treat yourself like a computer. You gotta upgrade to Windows 10, right? You want the latest update? Get the latest update for yourself. You know, be highly, I want to say, it's a good word to use, cunning, okay? You know, you want to be cunning. Being cunning means you're smart in aspects where you're cunning to get the job done. You know, you want to be cunning, because when you're cunning, you can be someone who therefore achieves more, because they used highly intelligent and analytical abilities. You know, when you analyze and you become more intelligent, you become a thinker. You know, train to think. A lot of life, when you're watching a movie, when you're watching a TV, you know, or playing video games, it's just brain dead. You know, you're not working your brain. Sometimes you are, sometimes not. You know, sometimes it's good to relax. Sure, I'm not taking away from that. But what I am saying is that we don't always have the ability to stop ourselves when we need to. Anyways, much love. This is the end of the podcast. I gave you a little bit extra. I like to do that. Everyone, continue to have a great day. Continue to have a good week, month, year. Changes are made coming from you, your brain. You know, how you think is so important. A lot of us, we act on how we feel. That's humanity. You know, human nature is we think and we feel at the same time. Be more of a thinker, but be a doer. If you can be the most intelligent procrastinator and never have anything done for you because you're just an intelligent procrastinator. You know, learn great things like other great people did. And at the same time, you know, challenge yourself. Challenge success. Challenge to have success. And that, my friends, is the final word and note I'm going to leave you for your success and today's podcast. Thank you very much. I'm signing off.